People are starving in Ukraine. A ministry is activating passion in Christians worldwide. And Bible understanding is hampered by illiteracy. These stories and more coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Military experts say Russia could be planning another military offensive into Ukraine in the next 60 days. While those rumors continue swirling, Ukrainians are suffering now. Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission says they support 8 ministries there. How bad is it?
One of our ministry leaders was sharing that he had not been able to reach his aunt who lived in eastern Ukraine. There's a whole war going on. You can't just go over and visit your family anymore. And she was an elderly woman who was homebound. Sadly, when they found her, she had starved to death.
Nearly 1.2 million people are displaced. Since Christians are involved in these relief efforts, God is working.
A lot of people, because of the uncertainty, are seeking the Lord. They're coming to church for the first time. They're coming to pastors and Christians and asking how to become saved. So there is a revival going on in the midst of this.
$1.75 provides food for a family of 4. Donate through a link at missionnews.org. Next, we've told you about the Vietnamese pastor Nguyen Hung Quang being beaten and arrested multiple times. And sadly, he and his son have both been beaten up again. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports they were attacked by nearly 30 men while police watched and did nothing. 2 other pastors tried to help but were also hurt in the process. These brave pastors continue speaking up for Christ and freedom of religion. Pray for their success and safety. This is Mission Network News. You know, often children who've been in and out of the hospital end up working in the health field. Well, shouldn't that be our reaction when we receive healing through the gospel to share it with others? Clive Lawler, an alumnus of Haggai Institute, is doing just that for the youth in South Africa.
God has given me a tremendous opportunity to mentor, to coach, to empower, and to train them up so that they can become people that would extend the kingdom of Christ.
In Lawler's case, Haggai activated a passion that already existed. He puts it this way.
The quality of the training is life-changing. I was transformed by the training. And how was I transformed? I was transformed in understanding that I was a key vehicle that God wanted to use through my level of influence that I had.
If you'd like to support leadership training, partner with Haggai. Check it out at our website. Meanwhile, there are close to 2 million Syrian and Iraqi refugees in Turkey, and the numbers continue growing daily. Rody Rodehaver of International Needs.
The ominous shadow of ISIS is spreading there, and there are camps in that area.
International aid groups like the United Nations are helping to meet their needs, but they're not the only ones. International Needs and the local Christians are taking initiative by providing essentials and sharing the truth from the Bible. Rodehaver tells us how national Christians can have a greater impact than non-locals.
They have the ability to build the friendships that allow people to listen when the conversation turns to who Jesus is.
Want to help in giving refugees hope in Christ? You can find links at our website. And finally, Christians can translate the Bible into as many languages as they want to, but if people can't read or write, they'll never fully understand God's Word. New Tribes Mission's doing something about it by making history with a new program called Literacy Starter. It's designed to speed up the creation of literacy curriculum. Without readers, even an accurate and natural-sounding translation of God's Word is pretty useless. Pray this program will have a positive effect on literacy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available a free book for you. It's called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr. He's the founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the book link at missionnews.org. That's the Much Prayer, Much Power link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.